focus on relevance. Apple needs to find where it is still incredibly relevant and focus on those areas. It needs to figure out what its core assets are and invest more in them. Apple has neglected its core assets for a while. It has to forge some meaningful partnerships, not just partnerships and press releases. And it needs to define some new product paradigms. And we've got some great ideas. I'm not going to be talking about products today, though. I just want to let you know that we have some wonderful ideas that you'll be hearing about between now and the end of the year. So let's talk about some of these. Board of Directors. Apple had a very decent group of people as their Board of Directors. They worked very, very hard for Apple. But I think with Apple in the situation it finds itself, it was time for a change. And the directors agreed with that. We have put together a new board of directors that I would like to announce to you today. There are two members of the prior board that we are extremely pleased they're going to stay on the new board. The first of those is Ed Woolard. Ed is the chairman and former CEO of DuPont. I've gotten to know Ed over the last several weeks, and I think he's terrific and has provided a tremendous amount of leadership during this very critical time for Apple. Next is Gareth Chang. Gareth is the president of Hughes International. Again, he's been on the Apple board for a short while, and Gareth brings a tremendous international experience to Apple, in particular in Asia, which is a very important market and a high growth market for Apple.